Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
Angela Cherby, Fred Film Radio from the Berlinale Festival, here with Catherine Reza-Tarrant from the film Lanivale. How you get involved in the film is an obvious question, of course, but...
Katharina Mückstein asked me to do it. The script was a little different from the final edit, but I found it very interesting, this woman which is betrayed in that way by her... By the most important person in her life.
Actually, you play the mother of the lead character. She's a girl going through her path of knowing herself and changing her life. And you have to go to a similar path of changing instead of knowing things that you shouldn't know that could change your life, about your marriage, about your husband. How do you think you would have reacted if it was you?
I would have reacted different, I think. But in a way, also, some things changed in the last edit. So during shooting, I tried to show a little bit. It's always difficult because you never know in a film, which is a little bit work in progress also, you never know as an actress what will stay in the movie or what will fall out. So to make a concept or... For a character which is not so big, you know, not the main character, is sometimes tricky because you want to have all the shades of, you know, I wanted to have the anger there and the sadness and the deep sadness about her lost sexuality or her lost life. A big part of her life is lost in a way. On the anger for this disrespect and also the love for the man she shared her life with and she has a child with, and also the pity for him, the pity because she is empathic enough to realize that it's also difficult for him. So I try to show all that, but I mean, in real life I would have hit him very hard and then I would have left him. I would have been very, very angry. Because I think it's something... I really think that nowadays therapists always say that we are not responsible for each other and everybody is responsible for his own happiness. And if everybody does that and everybody loves himself very much, then we will be in a happy world. I don't believe that. I think that we're very responsible for each other, even if we don't know each other. But especially in a case where you... share your life, and I think it's no way what he does is a horrible betrayal and a robbery of, he's really taking away a lot of her.
But do you think that a man like this realizes that or just does it by...
I think that it's not possible that they really fully realize it because then they wouldn't do it. So I think there is, sure, I also can understand it. I also have a lot of empathy for the problem that you want a family, that you want to be the normal guy, the norm guy, and the norm person. I have the things too, and that you love also these people and the woman, and that you tell yourself those little narratives and stories which make it excusable. But I think if it's a lot of fear and also a lot of egotism, how do you say it in English?
Egotism.
Yeah, in there, you know, very self-centered. I want this, I want all, you know, like there are some things you have to deal with in a way.
While watching the movie, there were a couple of scenes, especially concerning your husband, the actor playing your husband, when he's discovered dating guys on the website. A lot of men were laughing in the cinema. And it was not a laughing moment. It was like a more dramatic moment than comical. But everybody was laughing. Do you think that this kind of issue is still disturbing?
I think so. I think it's also, it's very, I think you have to look closely to that. Because I think there is a tragic comic moment in this thing. This betrayal.
Yeah.
And there is a tragic moment. Like I said... I mean, good comedy is always very tragic. And the more it hurts, the more it's funny. But on the other hand, I also realized that it's still a little bit this kind of little boys, little girls laugh. Ha, 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 look at the gay guy. And ha, 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 look, I saw her tits. Ha, ha, ha. This kind of... to put your own shame into something which is...
against
pointing with the finger to somebody else. I realized that too, that sometimes it came up in the cinema, the gay man as a ridiculous person. But also in my figure, I mean, I don't think that it's so funny, but I also feel this, the rejected woman mm-hmm. is also very easily a ridiculous person.
Yeah.
And this, I think, it's
the difficulties makes you more ridiculous, you know. If you are in a difficulty, you look.
Yeah, but I also, especially, I mean, I think I'm writing comedy, mm-hmm. and I'm writing for my father, which is a comedian, so I love comedy, and I really think it's not something cold. I think it's something very human and very intelligent. But I think it's always, in good comedy, the person which is can't cope with the world in a way, and is laughing about him or herself, mm-hmm. and is in a way showing that we are all little worms, you know. We're like we're stumbling around on this world, and we don't know nothing. We just pretend that we know something. So I think that it's always funny if somebody's in difficulties. But in this case, I think it's something more. There comes in also, I wouldn't even call it humor, a kind of humor maybe, where you laugh about other people, where you say your laughing is dividing you from these other people, you know. And I think especially like wives, you know, and rejected women, and women which are not so beautiful, or gay guys, or, you know, sometimes it's still there in our society, this kind of, suddenly the laugh of the people sound different in your ears, and you have this feeling of, is this a laugh against me or for me? Or against him or for him? Or so this is a fine line.
Well, thank you very much for having been with us. Thanks a lot. I'm Angelo Cerbi for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.